Yuriko Gutierrez, the pro-Jakarta militia leader serving a 10-year jail sentence for crimes against humanity, walked out of Jakarta's Cipinang prison late Monday evening, 2 days after the Supreme Court overturned his conviction. Gutierrez, who studied law while in prison, says he will return to West Timor to visit his family before returning to Jakarta to continue his studies and prepare to run for parliament elections next year. Gutierrez was the only person jailed for the post-election violence after East Timorese voted for independence from Indonesia in 1999. 17 other suspects indicted by Jakarta prosecutors were eventually set free. At least 1,000 people were killed and much of the country's infrastructure destroyed by angry pro-Jakarta militias backed by the Indonesian army after East Timorese voted overwhelmingly for independence from Indonesia's 24-year rule. A lawyer for Gutierrez, Mahendrata, says his client does not intend to seek compensation from the government for his time in prison.
We are happy because we can prove the truth through the Supreme Court. Yeah? And he has been released. Yuriko Gutierrez said that he will not keep hard feeling to the government of Indonesia, and he will not sue the government of Indonesia.
International and national human rights groups have criticized Indonesia's failure to bring those responsible for the violence in East Timor to justice. In 2005, Indonesia and East Timor formed a joint truth commission to investigate the violence surrounding the independence vote. But the truth commission does not have any power to prosecute and can recommend amnesty for those found guilty of major crimes. The United Nations is boycotting the commission because of the amnesty provision. Usman Hamid from the Indonesian human rights group Contras calls on the international community to support an international tribunal.
This is very important in Indonesia, not only in regards to international community to make sure that those responsible for crimes against humanity to be prosecuted in international ad hoc tribunal, but also it is important to improve Indonesian national legal system so that in the future we won't have this kind of violence.
East Timor, a former Portuguese colony, has been independent since 2002. Nancy Miller Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.